Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, editor of that website. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
It's New Year's time or something. I don't know when this comes out.
New Year's guns.
That's the ones, yeah.
29th, maybe?
Then it's not New Year's time yet. Just pause this. Wait a couple of days. New Year's Day treat.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Slash punishment, depending.
Yeah, did you have a good Christmas, I guess, or whatever?
It's fine.
Yeah, me too.
Great.
Moving on.
Yeah. Did you get any wacky pop cultural themed stuff?
No.
Neither did I.
No.
That's a shame for everyone.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, actually, a listener sent in a picture, you saw it, of a Goat Head Solo figurine, custom made.
I did see that, yes.
And that's pretty sweet.
Excellent.
So he was talking about sending it over, maybe getting it our way. I don't want to steal it off him.
No,
at the same time.
And I don't want to share it with anyone. So it's going to be awkward.
This is difficult,
yes.
Isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. All right, but let's get into it, Mason.
Okay, ready.
New Year's guns.
Ready?
Not New Year's
at
guns.
At the ready.
Yes. So Justin Lin, you're familiar with him?
Nope.
He did some Fast and the Furious movies, like
sure.
4 or 5 of them maybe.
He's in them. He didn't direct
them. He directed them.
Okay, right.
Yeah. He's pretty good. He's good.
I am learning.
Yes, you are. He's good at the action and stuff like that, you know. And as we've talked about, those movies definitely get better mm-hmm. as they go. But it's said that he will direct Star Trek 3.
Oh, okay.
Which will have a release date of July 8th, 2016.
Righty on.
Yeah, that's a big year for movies as well, isn't it?
Give me an example of one more.
Batman versus Superman versus Justice.
Oh, yeah, that one we've been talking about for ages. Okay, yeah. Sure.
This year, though, I mean, next year's always going to be a big year. One of our New Year's episodes will be, we'll talk about all the most anticipated movies.
I'm anticipating them already.
But that's not what we're doing today.
Oh. Ugh.
Also, Robert Orci, you're familiar with him.
Something Star Trek something.
Yeah, he wrote the Star Trek movies and people hate him because of that, especially the Khan one. And he wrote the Amazing Spider-Man 2, anything with magic blood.
Oh, sure, he loves magic blood.
Magic blood. He was going to originally direct Star Trek 3. Which fans didn't want. Mm-hmm. And he's come out and clarified, I'm definitely not involved in it in any capacity other than producing.
Cool your jets, right? Star Trek fans.
And he also defended his decision to create an alternative Star Trek universe, like an alternative timeline, which I don't think anybody had a problem with.
No, I've never had a problem with it.
But he says...
And I have problems with timelines, as you know.
But yeah, big time. But he basically said, this is his exact quote, stop blaming, and it's got in brackets here, bad robot. So he's saying that people are blaming, you know, J.J. Abrams' production right. company, which I don't think they are.
No.
It was my idea.
I think he's deflecting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's like, sorry about the alternate timeline, and people are going to be like, we're really mad at you for that thing where it clearly was Khan, but you always said it wasn't Khan, and then it was Khan.
Yeah.
But why doesn't he look like Khan from the other universe? There's no reason why he wouldn't. Etc.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And how they called Spock and be like, Spock, who's this guy? Yeah. He's like, oh, it's bloody Khan, mate.
It's Khan. I mean, he probably doesn't look like my Khan for some, even though timelines.
He should.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, he said it was my idea so that you would know not what was going to happen next, mm-hmm. which again makes no sense because you just remade Wrath of Khan.
You sure did.
Nothing more, nothing less. I stand behind it. And this is the bit where I'm like, stop saying this, man. And it, again, is the reason why I make movies and you don't.
Oof.
Why does he keep saying that?
Yeah.
Sounds like such a dick. I mean, it's hard to defend a guy like this where, like, you've never heard, like, Steven Spielberg come out. Someone's like, I didn't like Munich. And he's like, Well, I make movies and you don't. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly, yeah.
I don't understand it. Why would you say that? Does he want people to hate him?
Well, it's too late, they do.
Yeah, good.
Maybe he wants ownership of that hatred.
Okay.
Right?
So now
in his mind he can go, oh, they hate me because I said I make films and you don't. Yeah. They're jealous. But people hate him for legitimate reasons.
Sure. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he just makes movies. Who cares?
Exactly.
Like Star Trek? Watch the old Star Trek. Watch all the classics. Original series. Voyager.
Insurrection. That's it. Just
no,
those.
Enterprise. The one with what's his face from Quantum Leap.
Oh, yeah. Quantum
Leap. Bakula.
Scott Bakula. Yeah. I want to watch that Star Trek.
Star Dracula.
Star Dracula. You know, there's that Star Trek.
Star Dracula.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wayne Wayne Hollywood.
Cross, I know. Good question. Mike Coulter, he's been confirmed as Luke Cage. We've talked about him before. He's in Halo Nightfall, that series that we watch.
Nope.
No. But he looks like Luke Cage.
Potentially we could.
We won't.
No, I'm not going
to. Yeah. But no, that's really cool. I think he's a solid casting choice. So the only person they haven't cast now in the Netflix series, they've cast the Daredevil, they've cast Jessica Jones, they've cast Luke Cage. They haven't cast Iron Fist. So that's the next. That's the next one. So that's exciting. And then we'll get those series. Then we'll get the Defenders.
Stephen Amell from Arrow would be a good Iron Fist.
He would, wouldn't he?
But I mean, then he's typecast, I
guess. Yeah, that's right. But that couldn't happen.
No.
Because of crossovers. Because he'd have to go to the Marvel Universe and he's in the DC Universe.
What about Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, but...
Oh, it hasn't really worked out well for him. That's essentially destroyed his
action
movie career.
I feel like also that happened in the time when people couldn't cross over. Because I know that, what's his name, James Gunn said that he'd love to direct... What DC movie was it? I can't remember. Whatever it was, but he can't do it. He's like, it's a shame I'm contracted.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't remember what it was. Maybe, don't know. Doesn't matter. I'll get back to you, Mason.
Great.
In our personal lives, not in this show.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. Star Wars news.
Oh, yes.
You know there was going to be a Star Wars spin-off movies? There is going to be them.
Oh, yes.
They're going to put them
in. I know there is going to be that.
Yes, that's right. I think, because you know, Star Wars Episode 7 is not called Star Wars Episode 7. They've dropped the numbers off them. Have you noticed that?
Oh, it's just Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Which what they were originally, I guess, sort of, briefly. Like, the first Star Wars wasn't originally numbered.
Yeah,
it was just called Star Wars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. So I guess they're going back to that, and I think that's got something to do with these spin-off movies, so people just go and see them, not thinking, well, I have to see the numbered ones. And
I don't have to see the not-numbered ones, right?
So I think that's the reason they're doing it. Or whatever. Not the point, Mason.
Yep.
Gareth Edwards.
But what happened with the non-numbered one, like with the spin-off ones, to show that it's a spin-off, it's just a little cartoon of George Lucas like, he's...
So the title comes up, and then he pops up. And
yeah, he's just... And people just leave.
Gareth Edwards, who's directed the first one, he did Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
There's the rumor today was that Making Star Wars, which is a website probably, have said that the first spin-off, contrary to popular belief, will be a Han Solo spin-off. And it will shoot under the code name Lumanic Industrial Goods.
Oh, yes.
And it may feature Aaron Paul. Not necessarily in the Han Solo role, I'd say probably not, but that he may be in it. But there was talks of him being...
Maybe he'll be a scrappy, young, illegitimate son of Han Solo.
Yeah.
He's going to take over the role.
Sweet.
And it'll be unlikable. People won't like it at all.
I feel like he's more likable than the Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Han Solo's son, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah. I don't know. Has he been typecast, though, in the Jesse Pinkman role?
What's he done since then? He did that...
Star Wars thing we talked about last week.
No, he did some...
He did Need for Speed?
Yeah, that's the one, Need for Speed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, yeah. He did. And we'll get to that.
But he was kind of... Was he like a low-rent criminal in that? I haven't seen it.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
I have issue with this fake name of this film.
Yeah.
Who do they think they're fooling? What's the name again?
Lumanic Industrial Goods. Yeah.
So
in the 80s.
So people in the world are like, oh, they must just be filming a film called...
Lumanic Industrial Goods.
Right. That sounds really interesting. Is that a new Wes Anderson film? Nobody's fallen for that. Everybody's like, that title is so weird and dull.
Yeah.
It has to be a Star Wars film, right?
It's like, I think it's just tradition, like, if this is true, like Blue Harvest.
Right.
But that was in the 80s when you could do that and people wouldn't realise.
Right.
Now there's eyes everywhere, mate.
Yeah.
Bloody everywhere. You can't get away with this shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever.
I'd call it Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'd call it frame by frame remake of Star Wars. We're just doing it because we're rich.
Yeah. Are you cool with the Han Solo spin-off?
Sure.
Young or old?
Oh, so it's going to be a...
Didn't specify.
Right, so it could be an origin story, technically.
I still reckon he's going to die in this first Star Wars movie.
what if he dies in the first one?
And then they do a spin-off. And then people are like, I want to see more Han Solo, but he's dead.
Yeah, and then it's like maybe a side call. Maybe it's events leading up to that. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Or what, maybe him... Because wasn't the rumor that maybe Luke Skywalker's been missing for decades?
Yeah.
Maybe it's him searching... Maybe it's the 30 years prior, him searching for Luke Skywalker. And then he's like, I found him. Hooray. I hope I don't die now. And then, but then we know he did.
We know he does. He does. He's like, everything's worked out for old Henny Solo.
Yeah, that's right.
But no, it doesn't. But I think the only, and I'm probably wrong, the only way they could have got Han Solo back or Harrison Ford back is go, listen, we will kill you off. Because that's what he's always wanted. Yeah. As we've talked about, it's his fondest wish.
Absolutely.
To die in real life and in a Star Wars
that's
movie.
That's right. Yeah.
So I
but
think...
thanks to Hollywood, thanks to Industrial Light and Magic, he cannot die in real life. So...
so that's what I think. Mm. Maybe it's not in this one, I think it'll be in the next one. That's right. Yeah, but you know, whatever.
As long as he dies.
As long as he dies, Mason. Mm. Warner Brothers have revealed that their entire slate of DC movies, all 10 of
canceled.
Them or whatever.
Surprise! Happy New Year!
Pushed back and then cancelled. Yep. they are going to be set in the same universe. So people are thinking that like Shazam would not be set in the same universe. That
I
was
never
the big
thought
one.
That.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You wrote me that email.
I did.
No, you probably didn't think that.
It's a Shazam, sad face.
So, yeah, all in the same universe, which makes sense. Why wouldn't you? Great.
It's not news.
No. It's news. It's in the news. I put it in the news,
mate. You know what? DC have no news ever. They've tried to trick us into thinking this is news. It's not bloody news.
Yeah. Someone sent me an email this week. I can't remember who, so I apologize.
It's like Marvel release a press release, and it's just like, our new movies are going to continue to be set in the same universe. Not news. Shut up,
someone sent me an email this week saying, you know, we probably lean too heavy on Marvel. And we do.
Yeah.
But how many DC movies are out this year?
None.
Correct. How many are out next year?
None.
Correct. Yeah. So it's,
exactly. What else are we going to lean on?
And we do talk about the TV shows, though, and we do talk about the comics.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is news, though, Mason.
Oh, absolutely.
This is
hot
news.
Oh,
hot
DC news. Okay, I understand. Well, you know what? Let's just replay this hot DC news every week until an actual DC movie comes out. How do you like that, listener of the show who emailed in, expressing some sort of concern?
He was very nice about it.
Yeah.
Not a dick.
Okay, good.
Just so we know.
All right.
Jenna Coleman in
From
Doctor Who
Doctor
News.
Who?
She's the
Doctor
current
Hughes,
companion.
As we call it.
Yeah, that's right.
We've discussed this.
We have.
Doctor Who News is now called Doctor Hughes.
She'll be back for the next season of Doctor Who. They say the whole season of Doctor Who.
And Doctor Who will continue to be set in the same universe.
What?
As all the previous Doctor Who's.
So yeah, there was talk that maybe she'd leave and whatever. Uh-huh. Yep. That's good. I like her.
Hmm.
Well, actually, do you want to talk about the Christmas special now or do you want to talk about it a bit later?
We're still in the news, aren't we?
Yeah.
We can't. Nah,
this is the last news, though.
Oh, it's the last news. Well, we'll talk about that then.
Okay.
I have one more piece of news.
Okay, news.
Because I figured that, you know how like Christmas time traditionally... like all celebrities get up to weird, wacky stuff.
Yes.
And like destroy their lives or whatever.
Yes.
Nothing happened up until like a couple of days ago when Dustin Diamond, screeched from Saved by the Bell, stabbed a man with a switchblade in a bar fight before fleeing the scene with his clown girlfriend Lollipop. Did you know that part?
I did
You
not.
Knew some of it, but you didn't know that part, right? He's 37, he's dating a 27-year-old who works as a clown and goes by the name Lollipop.
Was she dressed as a clown?
I don't think she was dressed at the time.
Because that's important.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Dustin said he did not intentionally stab the individual in the bar.
It sounds like he intentionally stabbed
him. I mean, he had a switchblade out.
Why would you carry a switchblade?
Right, exactly.
If you've got a switchblade on, you shouldn't carry switchblades.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. Maybe it's just an Australian thing where I think you shouldn't carry knives.
Sure.
Even though Paul Hogan pushed for us all to carry knives
at one
point.
He definitely did, didn't he? Yeah, he set a bad precedent. Yeah. But we all share that knife as Australians. That's why it's so big.
If you want a knife fight, you got to go to the Paul Hogan Museum.
Yeah.
You got to break the glass.
That's right. You got to recognize it's an emergency situation. You hold it to the guards. You're like, this is a knife. And they're like, it certainly is. And then you go out and you do some stabbing. But most of the time, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't get the switchblade out.
No.
Unless it's one of those sweet ones where you flick it and it's got a comb on it. And you comb your hair all cool.
Yeah,
you know?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he thought it was.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
See, that's...
And he thought the other guy's, like, chest and stomach or whatever was his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's just helping him out there.
I understand
there.
That. Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are in the States, but here you cannot carry a knife.
No.
Not without a legitimate reason, unless you're, like, a tradie, which is a tradesman, for those people who don't know. So you can carry, like, a tradie knife or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
But that's the extent
For tradie
of
fights.
For tradie fights, yeah.
If somebody gets on your turf.
Exactly.
They're like, I was going to plumb this house. And you're like, I'll stab you.
I feel like if I pulled a knife on somebody, they'd get it off me and stab me with it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, I'm not gifted in that way.
Yeah.
I'm no Winter Soldier.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Anyway. What a dickhead.
Yeah.
Not Winter Soldier.
No.
This fucking Diamond, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
That guy's a fool. He's been a fool
All
for
right, steady
years.
On.
He is a fool.
He's a silly ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
There was a time when
He did a sex tape.
He did that sex tape.
Yeah.
Supposedly donkey punched someone in it. I don't want to get into that. God. But anyway, there was a time when he was like, he went on the internet and he's like, my house is being foreclosed on. Everybody got to buy these t-shirts to save my house. And his house wasn't being foreclosed
on. No,
he just wanted to sell t-shirts.
I told you he was a fool.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, also, this stabbing took place in the same universe.
Oh, as all the other stabbings.
As all the other stabbings, yeah. Oh, good. In our current universe, just so you know. Anyway, Dr. Hughes.
Dr. Hughes.
Yep.
Yeah, so Jenna Coleman will be back for this season. So we watched the Doctor Who Christmas special.
Yes.
I thought it was a lot of fun. What did you think
of it? I also thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Spoilers, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about this for too long, so if you hate Doctor Who, don't stress.
A couple of minutes, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I hate Doctor Who, and I'm forcing my way through this. I enjoyed it. I mean, it was clearly very much like a pastiche mishmash with like a lot of...
The
like,
Thing, Alien, Inception.
Like they would just
the Santa Claus. Yes,
yeah. And there was a there's a Hollywood term, I think we discussed it before, hanging a lantern on something.
Yeah.
Where like if you mention in like the film or the TV show what you're doing,
yeah,
people acknowledge it and they move on.
Yes.
So there's a moment in the show where somebody goes, "Oh, this is like Alien."
Yeah.
And we're supposed to go, "Oh, yeah. It is like Alien. I guess we'll just carry on with the plot." But I'm still like, yeah, it's still exactly like Alien in almost every way. So
you're right.
I'm not accepting this and moving on. You think, like you've learned, you British writers have learned that from your Hollywood buddies, and you think it's going to work, but you've just smashed it in there like a Christmas sledgehammer, and it hasn't worked. But yeah, other than that, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's like, good fun.
I think it actually worked better as here's all these tropes you know.
Yeah.
Let's just ride with it. And Nick Frost was great as Santa Claus.
He was, wasn't he? Yeah. Maybe because, spoiler alert, it's all in a dream.
Or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And then what?
See?
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But and so within this dream that they've all kind of filled in the gaps,
yep.
They made it like Alien or whatever.
Right,
or
yeah.
The Thing. But then again,
because
those monsters...
Because at the end when one of the supporting cast, when she wakes up...
Yeah.
She looks at her to-do list for the day.
Yeah.
And it's like, watch DVD Alien.
So
clearly she brought that into the dream.
Yeah. But then again...
As the architect, Inception.
Inception.
Yeah, Inception.
But even then, those aliens, as they exist in the real world, were still like the aliens from Alien.
They were, that's true. So, yeah.
Like, regardless of whether you brought that into the dream.
I enjoyed the back and forth between the Doctor and Santa Claus.
Yes.
I thought, like, regardless of whether he's real or not.
Yeah.
Clearly, the Doctor has built this backstory where they hate each other for some unspecified reason, which I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to see Santa Claus come back. Like,
yeah.
Just a series of regular episodes.
Absolutely.
Not even next year's Christmas special.
Just bring
if
him
Nick
back.
Frost is back again as Santa Claus, and it's like... Because, you know, at the idea being, you know, Santa Claus has this thing with tangerines, he leaves them. I guess that's the thing in the UK, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
But, you know, and at the end we see the tangerine, so obviously Santa's real, Christmas special, which I like.
You love those kind of Christmas
specials,
don't you?
Exactly. Yeah. But I like the idea that Santa actually is real.
Yeah.
Because the Doctor never actually says, you're Santa Claus, you're not real.
Yeah.
At any point, I don't think.
I think you're actually right. Unlike when he met Robin Hood, when he was like, you're definitely not real.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say, what I want to happen is, they actually do have, Santa is real.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, and the Doctor and he do not like each other.
Yes.
And there's going to be some sort of weird buddy cop situation for the rest of the season. That's what I want to happen.
Like it was, I think it was, which queen? Queen Elizabeth I. Oh. She hates him.
Yep.
And that was not really revealed for ages why she hated him.
Right.
And
then it turned out they were married?
Yeah, they were married or something. But yeah. So that would be cool. Mm. I'd like that a lot.
Mm.
And if so, he oversaw this whole thing and he got into their heads.
Yeah.
So the Santa did as well to help them out.
Yeah, maybe.
Or, whatever.
Or maybe this was just a dream, but it turns out that he actually is real. Otherwise,
okay, sure. Yeah. Either way, whatever.
Either
man.
Way,
but I like that
more Nick Frost. That's
yeah,
what I want.
Absolutely. I like the idea though that you, like that they subconsciously like together created their thing to combat this was Santa Claus. Right, I thought that was a really cool idea. And it was a good way to bring back Danny Pink as well.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So that was that was super cool. Is it just me, or are the special effects getting a lot better?
Give me an example.
The reindeer, when he was riding the reindeer.
And yeah, like, they didn't look so incredibly...
I mean, it's obviously... If I'm talking TV here.
They're obviously green screen in the in the sled, but... You're right, the reindeer themselves looked a lot better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just Christmas. Maybe it's probably a Christmas miracle.
It's probably the Christmas miracle, yeah.
Yeah. But I would say even if you don't watch a lot of Doctor Who, Mason, you could watch this on its own.
I definitely
think.
Yeah,
especially if you love Inception and Alien and the thing.
And you want more of that.
You want to see
those. Just a flat-out copy of that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. It did get a bit at the end. I'm like, oh, really? Because they just kept waking up. I'm like, okay, I get it. Because they're like six dreams deep or whatever. Anyway, whatever.
It did have kind of that Doctor Who trope of if you really believe, good things happen.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Which is true in real life.
I guess that's true, yeah. It's the secret to life.
It is. So that's our review of Doctor Who.
Pretty good.
Pretty bloody good.
I enjoyed
good.
It.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, why don't we this week, Mason, I think we maybe mentioned this at another point.
Uh-huh.
We did a recap of movies last year.
Oh, yes. Let's recap those movies again this year. See if our thoughts have changed.
Man of Steel.
Still
Pacific
pretty good.
Rim.
Bit silly, enjoyed it.
What else came out there? Thor the Dark World.
Fun.
Iron Man 3.
Nah.
Well, let's do our 2014 recap.
Okay, great, I'm ready.
I've just listed pretty much the main ones here.
Great, because I haven't listed anything.
Good.
Yeah.
Then we're ready to go. And maybe at the end, if I've missed any, we'll talk about... Because I've pretty much listed the blockbusters and anything that I've missed, we can talk about
If I think about it, maybe some TV stuff as well.
Absolutely.
Highlights.
Highlights of the year.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start off with The Legend of Hercules. Not The Rock's Hercules. The Legend of Hercules.
Oh.
Starring Callan Lutz.
Didn't see it.
Me neither. Moving on.
Right.
Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit.
Didn't see it.
Me neither. Moving on.
Fantastic.
I, Frankenstein.
Didn't see it.
Me neither. Moving on.
Fantastic.
Non-stop, where Liam Neeson's non-stop, or he has to stop.
I didn't see it, but maybe you did?
Didn't see it.
Great, moving on. How could it have possibly been any different from Taken, though? Realistically.
It's on a plane.
Oh. The guy from Taken could be on the plane. Set in the same universe. Same universe.
Taken 3's out, like, next week.
Yeah, great.
Maybe we should talk about that at some point.
Right.
Like next week.
Okay.
No, week after. I don't know.
Great.
Taken. Next one, Robot Cop.
That can't be right.
RoboCop.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
We saw that.
Yeah, we're good.
We did an episode on it. You can go back and listen to it, but we're only going to talk about these briefly.
Mm.
RoboCop, from memory, wasn't as bad as it should have been.
No, I enjoyed it. It was not the same. It was Apples and Oranges.
Yes, it was.
Original RoboCop. This version of RoboCop.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
In a good way. Or in a way.
In a way, definitely. Certainly in a way, yeah. Yeah.
Sure. I remember it being, for the, it was quite like off-putting at moments, even though it was PG-13.
Uh-huh.
Like when you see what's left of him.
That was
literally
that was very disturbing.
A set of lungs, a face and a hand.
Yeah.
And that's like all that's, and the rest is robotic. Mm.
It was, I mean, there was that was quite confronting.
Yeah.
I think a lot of, the themes I think were a lot more, it was a satire still, but the themes were a lot less obvious than the first one.
Yeah,
and
sure.
it was a lot less of a parody and more just,
yeah.
But at the same time, I think we mentioned this at the time, I think what people found a lot more off-putting, A, it was PG-13.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, it was violent, but it wasn't incredibly gory violent.
No.
And there's a moment, I think a lot of people turned off when it's revealed that his gun has a stun setting on it.
Yeah.
I think people did not care for that.
When the real RoboCop is just shooting dicks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just so many. It's blasting away.
Yeah. But no, I don't think we'll probably see another one of those.
No.
And I haven't gone back and watched it, and I probably won't.
Now that you mention it, I'm probably going to go back and watch it.
All right, we'll both watch it.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, no, it didn't feel like... It didn't feel like it warranted a sequel, really.
No.
I would like to see a sequel. I mean, they built it up as a sequel. At the end, we see him in sort of the mode he's got is more the classic
the
RoboCop.
Tradish.
The tradish RoboCop, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, no, I don't think it was... I think diehard robot cop fans didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
And I think general audience didn't really flock to it. So I don't think we'll see another one.
Mm.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Great. Yeah. Maybe Europe will enjoy it.
Maybe Europe.
And Liam Neeson will take the role.
The Lego Movie. Did you see that?
No.
That's pretty good.
Chris Pratt, voice of somebody.
Voice of the
main
Emmett.
Guy.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh.
You got a Batman in it. Oh, there's a DC movie that we got.
Oh,
Batman
yeah.
was in it. And Wonder Woman and Superman and all those. And Green Lantern, I think. Yeah.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
Did Green Lantern make like Lego constructs? Like green Lego constructs?
From memory. Maybe he wasn't in it. I'm pretty sure he was, actually.
You'd remember.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he was. The Lego Movie's great, though.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a lot of animated movies this year. I think this might actually be the only one. But it's got that, they make it look kind of stop motion-y. It's got a...
Uh-huh.
Everybody in the world has seen this, except for you.
Except for me, evidently, yeah.
But no, I'd say it's definitely worth your time. There's a weird kind of... Oh, we're going to spoil all these, by the way. There's
I haven't said it, no, it's fine.
There's a weird bit where it goes into the real world.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not sure what that implies, that whether he's...
It's set in a different universe.
Oh.
Yeah.
But where this kid...
And I make no apologies for that.
Where this kid has imagined this whole scenario and maybe he's brought it to life, or maybe the scenario was already happening as he was imagining it.
Oh, yes.
And it spills over into his world. I feel like nobody's explained that clearly, what exactly
adequately.
Is going... Yeah.
You think there should be a DVD extra, there should be a commentary...
Yes.
Where the director's like, okay, this is definitely...
This is for you, James. And then they tell me exactly what's going on.
Do you really need that?
No, you're right. It should be ambiguous. What am I talking about? But I think for a kid's movie...
Are you maybe thinking of Lego Batman 3, the game? Lantern is in it.
I have not played that game.
Okay. Maybe you've seen a trailer.
Maybe I have seen the trailer, but I'm pretty sure... I know Superman's in it. I know Wonder Woman's in it.
Okay.
And Batman's obviously in it, voiced by Will Arnett. He's getting his own Lego Batman spin-off.
I heard
so
about that,
That's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But anyway, two thumbs up from these guys, right?
I'm going to give it tentative thumbs up. It sounds pretty good.
Sorry, just squashed a bug.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Saw that.
300 Rise of the Empire.
Oh, yeah.
Strikes Back.
I get what you did there.
That was okay, wasn't it?
Didn't hate it.
Mm.
Action pretty good.
It was all right.
If I recall, it was all right.
They don't do the
hand crank camera anymore. It's clearly
it feels like it's just slick.
It's a plug-in now. It's an Adobe Premiere plug-in or whatever. Yep.
The guys weren't as buff because they weren't Spartans.
That's true, yeah.
That bothered me.
Oh, yes. You want incredible buffness from a 300 film.
Absolutely.
Okay, I understand.
And David Wenham was in it.
Oh, yeah.
And he had that voice, the David Wenham voice.
Great. I'm going to tell you a tale.
And it was a prequel, sidequel, sequel.
Yeah.
It had it all going on.
Absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe somebody did that just to win a bet? Like somebody in movie production was like, I can do a prequel, sidequel, sequel.
And then someone else said, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I don't really care. And they're like, 300! Let's do it with something nobody cares about.
Yeah, so...
Do you think people were really hanging out for a 300?
No, and it was too late.
Prequel, sidequel, sequel.
It was too late. I think people would have been on board if it was a prequel with Jerry Butler's adventures.
Oh, yes.
But I think you'd just swap out Jerry Butler for somebody else. Sullivan Stapleton, who was good. He did a good job. And Artemisia was really good.
Yep. Eva Green was great, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think the sea battles really added anything.
It was very... If I recall, it was quite predictable, right?
Yeah.
It was very much, we've got this fleet.
Mm.
Oh, no, we've underestimated the good guys.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're being...
There's a horse in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that repeated several times, and then the movie ended, right?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, okay, I remember now.
Yeah. And Xerxes... Did he die at the end? No, I think it left it open, didn't it, to a sequel. I'm
maybe he's
sure
still alive today.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe you'll see him in a cafe or something, and... He'd be like, the game, like in the modern day, and he'd be like, the game begins.
And he's just 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
Like he is in the movies.
That happened at the end of Dracula Untold. Maybe nobody saw that.
Yeah,
it happened
just
to Dracula. And just so we're clear.
We will get to that. 300 Rise of an Empire was okay.
Yep.
I will never watch it again.
Thumbs at mid-mast.
Yes. Mid-mast thumbs. I haven't gotten a lot of comedies in here, though, but Neighbours was a big one from this year. I think it was called Bad Neighbours in the UK and Bad Neighbours here.
Someone because actually... we have the soap opera Neighbours.
We do have
that's
the
why,
soap
right?
opera Neighbours. Somebody actually sent me an email. I'm doing badly at this week. Who asked, why do they rename things for overseas? Yeah. Like, in the UK, the Avengers is called Avengers Assemble, I think.
Yeah, it's called Avengers Assemble.
Captain America's called the First Avenger in the UK as well.
Yeah. Well, Marvel... Avengers is probably called Avengers Assemble because the British have the Avengers.
Yeah.
Which is John Steed and Emma Peel. They're like super spies from the 60s.
Yeah.
There was quite a bad film many years ago.
Sean Connery was the bad guy. Yeah. He had a weather machine.
He had a weather machine and all his henchmen wore teddy bear suits.
Oh.
Like giant, colourful teddy bear suits. Like,
okay. Yeah. And it was the spirit of the show?
Sort of. Kind of.
I don't know. Well cast, though.
Well, Uma Thurman and Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
Who's now M in...
Yeah.
The Bond, so that there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite ridiculous. Like, I sort of enjoyed it.
Sure.
Because
we had nothing else.
Yeah, we had nothing else at the time, exactly.
Yeah.
But look, it wasn't great.
No.
No.
I don't even know if I've seen it.
Captain... First Avenger, probably because people don't like Americans.
Yeah,
generally
sure,
in England, that's probably it.
I think now, though, the people have come around to the Captain America character.
Yeah.
I think that'll be okay now. Yeah.
I think there was... Prior to the Captain America movies coming out, I think there was a lot of trepidation.
Yeah.
Is everybody going to hate this character?
Yeah.
Because of, you know, American foreign policy or whatever. But
yeah.
Nah, he's just got a cool shield.
He's pretty good, isn't he?
Kung Fu's people. He's pretty good, yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they just... I think for here... Like, you know, there's bad teacher, there's been bad Santa.
Yeah.
So I just thought, I think Australian... I think the people who classified this for Australians, or it was probably Australians who changed it. Like, yeah, because they won't get it. If we just call it Neighbours.
Right.
So we'll say Bad Neighbours, then they'll know that what to expect going in.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think it is, because we're idiots, basically.
Yeah. I think it was...
I think it's just to sell more tickets. Whatever they sell, whatever they change the name to, it's to make it more appealing to that country.
Yeah, so there was a... I think it's probably this is probably just a rumour, but the film George the Fifth was changed to The Madness of King George in America. And
okay.
The rumour is because people wouldn't have gone to see it because they hadn't seen the previous four.
Oh, okay, right.
Right? So they wouldn't go and see George V.
Yeah.
In Australia, the airplane movies are called Flying High.
Yep, yep.
Some people suggested that's because we call airplanes aeroplanes.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think that's true. I think there was a... In the 70s, there was a series of, like... airport disaster movies called Airport.
Was there?
Yeah, it was like Airport 75, Airport 77, and every single one of them was like...
Airports crashing into each
other. Yeah, airports just smashing into each other, and it was kind of like they were, you know, kind of horrific and, you know, real serious. And I think maybe Airplane didn't do that well in America because people thought it was a spin-off of those.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't a comedy. It was going to be some sort of disaster movie. And so when it came to here, they just were like, let's call it Flying High.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you
and
go.
And then High, you get it? You get what I'm saying?
Now I understand
Drugs.
It. I never got it.
Yeah,
Drugs,
now you get
yeah.
It, yeah.
That, actually, the person who wrote him was Basil. Basil C.
You're going to say
that.
He's baffled.
He's so baffled.
He seems baffled.
But he also mentions here that The Amazing Spider-Man 2 here was called The Amazing Spider-Man 2 Rise of Electro.
Yep.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nonsense, right?
Too long.
Way too long. But anyway, it is what it is. Getting back to Neighbours, though, have you seen Neighbours?
The soap opera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what's Toadie up to?
I don't
The only reason Neighbours, the TV show, keeps going is because they sell it to the UK.
Right.
I don't know anybody who watches it here.
Well, it's not even on regular network TV here anymore.
It's on like a cable channel thing. Mm. I don't know.
I did not see Neighbours or Bad Neighbours.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, the movie Bad, let's just call it Bad Neighbours for our
I have seen Bad, you know, the Michael Jackson video clip.
Yes, where he has that weird knife fight, Dustin Diamond style.
I think that's Beat It.
Oh, it is. It is too.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Clearly, you haven't seen it. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, it's quite good. And you know what? Zac Efron is pretty great.
Oh, yes.
And I like Zac Efron a lot. And I remember when I saw 17 again.
Uh-huh.
And that movie is not for me at all.
Yep.
But it's quite good, and he's quite good in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying go out and see 17 again, right. Mason. But at the same time,
it's a Tim Allen movie. You may as well.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
You're thinking of...
I'm thinking of
Welcome
Christmas
to the Jungle.
It's
Jungle to Jungle.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Jungle to Jungle. Who's the adult lead in that then?
Leslie Mann.
No, who's the
oh what?
Who's the old version of him?
Oh, Matthew Perry.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
And he does like a good kind of young Matthew Perry. And what's his name's in it? You know the Doctor in Is the Dark Knight Rises. The Doctor.
Oh yes.
What's his name? He's a bloody comedic actor. Can't remember. You like him. You're a big fan of him. Yeah. Anyway, he's in it as well. Leslie Mann's in it. It's a good movie.
Okay, cool.
Or it's not. Please don't yell at me. Mason. But no, Neighbours is definitely worth seeing if you like a comedy movie.
Uh-huh.
Did you watch The Interview, speaking of?
Not yet, no.
No, I watched it.
Oh, yeah? What do you reckon?
It was all right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's your wrap-up?
Yeah.
Great.
That was pretty good. Yeah. Anyway.
Did it really stick it to North Korea?
Yeah. Spoiler alert. It's available online, so if you haven't seen it. Do you want me to spoil it for you?
Nah.
All right, cool. All right. It does stick it in North Korea.
Oh.
But it does, like, it's very light in tone and whatever,
yep.
But it does hit some moments where they kind of press Kim Jong-un for, like, the atrocities he's committed on his people.
Right,
like,
okay.
It gets a bit like that at one point. It's like, whoa, I didn't think it would actually do that, but it does. Anyway, did you see Noah?
No. Get it? Get what I did there? I didn't say it.
Very good.
Yeah.
No, it was okay.
It's weird that I've been forced to see so many movies this year, and yet there's still so many I didn't see. How is that?
What have you been doing with your time?
I don't know. Just sleeping?
Yeah, just sleeping, I guess.
Sleeping's great.
Yeah.
When you don't have to see Noah. Okay, who was in this one? It was Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, okay. And who else?
Logan Lerman.
Jennifer Connelly was in it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Jennifer Connelly was
in it. Maybe I have seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
For, you know, I didn't see Exodus.
Did you have to review it?
No, I just saw it. I think I saw it at home.
Saw it on your own volition. That's pretty impressive.
Sometimes I like to watch movies. Yeah. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, it's fine.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, could be working at a soup kitchen. You know, that's always the justification for anything. Sort of should have spent your time working at a soup kitchen. Maybe you should work at a soup kitchen.
You look me?
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Yeah, Noah's okay. I thought it would be a bit heavy-handed, but it's Darren Aaron. And it's very well handled.
Our mate Darren Aaron.
Yeah, and there's angels made of rocks, and there's big fight scenes.
So it's supernaturally.
Yeah, supernaturally. I don't think they say the word God. It's more like the creator,
and they've
got an interesting take on like They show like the evolution of man, and that's quite interesting the way that they do it. It's a really sweet kind of montage-y kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's pretty great.
Everybody has British accents.
Everybody does have a British accent because. Yeah,
it's always interesting when they walk a fine line with these religious movies. How much magic they're going to put in?
Yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of magic.
Because
in
this one. They go by the letter of the law, the Bible stories,
yeah,
they never make any sense.
No,
it's always like there's no narrative flow because God just saves everybody at the end. You know?
Yeah, that's it. Or destroys everybody.
Destroys everybody at the end. Exactly. Yeah, with no rhyme or reason. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, you know, maybe he's mellowed.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, by New Testament, he will have.
Yeah, he was pretty chill.
Pretty chill,
Need for Speed. Did you see that one?
No.
Me neither.
As we previously mentioned, he's probably a low-rent bad guy in that.
Yeah.
Or he's just going to find his daughter, probably.
I think he was in a race and maybe he was betrayed.
But maybe he owes somebody some money.
Yeah.
Or something, and he has to get some money or some drugs.
Yes.
Across a border, maybe.
Yes. And maybe he does it.
Maybe he has to. Maybe he has to get some drugs to his daughter. Because she calls him up. She's like, where's my crystal meth? He's like, all right. Now, it couldn't be drugs because he would have wanted to get out of being typecast for Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So I reckon it's probably a daughter or a
I think he's
family.
Betrayed. I think he was like a race car driver or a smuggler or off street. And then Dominic Cooper betrays him, and then he goes back for one more Need for Speed to get his revenge.
Well, he's got a Need for Speed, so he may as well satiate that Need for Speed.
Quench that Need for Speed. I don't think I'll ever see that movie. Mm. I have no problem with it. I'm not a Cars guy.
Yep.
Though I do like the Fast and Furious movies.
Is it live cars or is it
I think
CGI?
It is. It's a lot of live stunts. Okay. So from that perspective, maybe it is worth checking out.
Yeah, yeah. It looked much more serious than Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And does it feel more
I think so, anyway.
So you think it feels more like a film for car people?
Yeah, and stunts and whatever.
Stunts.
Yeah.
I like stunts.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, I love stunts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll see it. I'm putting them on the list. Right. Send me that list later. I'll watch some of those.
I'm just reading off Wikipedia.
Oh, great.
I'm not really. In your face.
Oh.
Captain America the Winter Soldier, though.
Loved it.
Again, we did a whole podcast on this.
Yep.
I did a...
And a commentary on it.
And a commentary we did, too. You can find that at weeklyplanet.bandcamp.com.
Or is it theweeklyplanet.bandcamp.com?
It's one of those.
It's definitely one of those, isn't it?
And also, if you...
Just...
if you're a Patreon, that one's actually on the other YouTube channel.
Oh,
that,
cool.
That one. So if you're already a Patreon
for freebies.
Member. Yeah, it's already there. Nice. Patreon/Mr. Sunday Movies. It's already there.
all the plugs out of the way in the middle.
Yeah.
Can't escape them. Can't escape them by switching off 5 minutes before the end. How do you like that, listeners?
It's great, though. I put it as my favorite blockbuster of the year.
Oh, yes. Above. So you've got some indie. You got a favorite indie of the year as well?
I feel like I haven't seen enough to make that comment yet.
Uh-huh.
Like I've listed some down the end that I want to get to that I haven't, and a lot of that is because they're just they're not out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like Nightcrawler, which I think is out.
I've seen that. Yeah,
yeah. I've got a copy of it.
Yeah, it's
and
really
I want to see that. So, but anyway, I want to see the one with the trumpet where he plays the trumpet.
Whiplash. It's Whiplash. Drumming.
Yeah, but doesn't the other guy play the trumpet?
Some people play the trumpet.
Doesn't J.K. Simmons play the trumpet in that?
Sort of. Yeah. No, he plays the piano mostly.
Good.
But one of the other characters definitely plays a trumpet.
That's good.
Yeah.
The trumpet movie then.
Yeah.
Good. But we did a whole episode on Captain America the Winter Soldier. We also did an episode on the terrible history of Captain America in film,
mm-hmm.
which I think is quite a good episode.
It's a cracker.
It is a cracker.
It's a Christmas cracker.
Yeah.
It's a New Year's cracker.
And yeah, it's one of, I think it might be my favorite Marvel movie.
Ooh.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, okay.
I think my top three would probably be that, Guardians and the Avengers. But then also Iron Man's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused.
You can have more than a top three.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you can only have three movies in a top three, but you can have more movies that you like.
I don't know. I don't like listing things in the order that I like them either, because I feel like it's subject to change and and because everything's so
subjective. We're recording this.
Yeah.
And so 5 minutes later, you'll be like, oh no, but I thought Guardians was better than, you know.
They were both great, but for different reasons.
Mm.
You know, Captain America took the character of Captain America and put him in this entirely different setting. Well, you'd think it'd be more fish out of water than he is. So they don't make him an idiot.
Right.
He's more ready for the modern day than you think he would be.
Yeah.
He's constantly adjusting and looking into things and questioning and trying to catch up.
Downloading AC/DC albums.
Exactly. All those kinds of things. And he's clearly his fighting has improved.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's fantastic. It's a fantastic movie. And this has been a good year for movies.
Oh, yes.
The end.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah. This has been a good year for movies, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think especially compared to last year. But yeah, what are your thoughts on the Captain America?
Loved it. Scene where this bloke's got the minigun shooting at him. It's pretty good.
You love a real minigun, don't you?
Yeah,
unlike the Expendables 3.
Yeah.
Where that was a...
Are we going to go to Expendables 3 next?
We'll get there.
Okay.
No, I don't think it's next. These are roughly in order, depending on where you're from in the world.
Okay, great.
Also, that elevator fight scene is amazing.
Mm.
Apparently, originally, that was going to be a bigger, broader kind of... And it was going to go across different... They would go different places. But just by making it in that elevator... Uh-huh. Makes
you mean
it so
like
much
maybe... The elevator's removed for maintenance. It's put on the back of a flatbed truck.
Yeah.
They drive it to the depot.
Apparently it was going to go Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where the elevator shoots up into space.
Oh, space,
at the end.
Sure, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
So that would have been pretty good.
And there's a bit of... and they're floating in space and punching on.
Did you see Divergent?
No.
Me neither. That will be the next Hunger Games, though. When Hunger Games stops, that'll be the series of
really?
People.
Really? Was this popular?
So. Yeah, very popular. Not as popular, but it's got the Shailene Woodley, who was going to be Mary Jane Watson, and that all that was cut.
Mm-hmm.
And about Amazing Spider-Man. And I haven't seen any of them, but they're not really for us, though.
No.
I don't even think they mention us in the movies, which is
That's
weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
All the others, every other movie I've seen this year, they've given us a shout-out specifically.
But yeah, I think I will get to them.
Mm.
But yeah, at some point.
I'm not going to.
No. Did you see Transcendence? that Johnny Depp is in a computer.
No, you know what? Everybody told me it was really boring and bad. I wanted to see it.
You know what?
Yes.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
I watched it.
Yes.
I was doing something else as I was watching it, so this is no...
You were ironing.
Yeah, I was
ironing. In the cinema.
Yes. I watched it at home. I was surprised how much I enjoyed it.
You live in
it.
A cinema?
Yes. I'm not saying go out and see it, but I'm saying if you like the idea of artificial intelligence and where that could take us in the future and the implications of that, and even uh-huh. There's not a hell of a lot of Johnny Depp even in it. I mean, he's in it quite a bit. What am I saying?
Yeah.
But it's not that bad.
Right.
And I don't know. I think maybe it's more because that kind of stuff interests me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my hobby is trying to get my mind into a computer.
Definitely. Yeah. Just as a goof. Yeah, totally.
So, no. So
you're saying if it's on TV.
Yeah. And that's a subject matter that interests you.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's not like, it's not action packed.
Yeah.
It doesn't move incredibly fast.
For the Johnny Depp fans, there is a scene where, like, the supercomputer gets loose and it's just trundling down a hill and he's on top of it and he's like, oh, no. What do I do?
Yeah, that's probably the best scene.
Yeah.
But no, look, I'm not saying I highly recommend it. I think maybe in a few years people will come around to it more. Maybe I'll be wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see. Again, but we didn't get shouted out in it, so...
Yeah.
Fuck that movie.
Yeah.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Rise of Electron.
Oh, yes.
It's not that bad, is it?
I think it's... You know what, in retrospect... I don't know what I said when we reviewed it the last time. In retrospect, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I've got no interest in seeing... Like, the... I've got no interest in going back to see any of the action sequences. So
okay.
They can't have made that much of an impact. I know there's a scene where he shows up in Times Square.
Yep.
And he goes to electrocute people and Spider-Man rescues everybody real quick like. And that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And that opening scene where he's swinging through the opening scene is set on a plane where Peter Parker's dad is fighting somebody, if you remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
see,
yeah.
That's straight off the bat. You're like, that's wrong. You've done that wrong.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wants to open with this conspiracy theory that nobody cares about.
Right, exactly.
But the scene where he's swinging through the city, there's a good movie in there somewhere.
Right.
I think
they filmed, from what we can tell, they filmed so much stuff.
Yeah.
They just filmed hours and hours of footage, and they've just edited it together incorrectly.
Yes.
Like, they've thrown away some good stuff, and they've put in some boring stuff.
Yeah.
They clearly had no idea where they wanted it to go.
Yep.
Maybe somebody had some idea at some point.
Mm.
But there's the scene in the exposition van.
Yeah.
Where all the bad guys are sitting in a van and they're just explaining what's happening in the film because nobody else has any idea.
Because it does feel like a series of interconnected scenes. I think Andrew Garfield was fine. I think Emma Stone is fine.
Yep.
I think the special effects wise, that's obviously great. Uh-huh. Like Spider-Man is never, that suit is dead on.
Yep.
I don't even mind Electro as a, like, the way they portray his powers is pretty good, even though it makes no sense. Where does he get that rubber suit from?
Right, yeah.
Why does he turn evil for no reason? Because Spider-Man forgot his birthday or something.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because if there's one thing that makes me not want to go, it's that guy who, yeah, he couldn't exist in real life.
No.
Like, he's that kind of uber, super socially awkward, weird dude who...
Also, shave your head, man.
Yeah, you look great.
Yeah. You're pretty handsome if you just shaved your head.
Yeah, totally. Oh, also, the gap in his teeth gets fixed when he becomes Electro.
But then again, he can break apart and pull himself together.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, fine.
Did you like the bit where he fell into eels?
Oh, he did fall into those eels.
That's how I'll get my head in the computer.
Yeah. Just leap into some eels.
Yeah, I don't hate it. But like you said, I would never go back to it again, probably. Except for that opening scene where he's swinging. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And the plane fight.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
And that van scene.
Yeah.
And the skipping rocks bit.
Yeah, where they just pal around and skip rocks.
The Gwen Stacy's death, though sudden, it was handled well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That was fairly comic accurate, and except maybe when the web made the hand, I guess that was
it. Oh, yeah.
That was okay, wasn't
it? It was fine.
Good point. Next up, Godzilla.
Oh, yes.
That was pretty good.
Pretty good.
I liked it.
Wasn't dumb.
No, it wasn't dumb, was it?
It gave the audience more credit.
They didn't explain the electromagnetic pulse. I think that's what you mean when you say...
Absolutely.
Again, we did an episode on this one as well. You can go back and check that. I put this in my top five as well. I think I put it as number five for blockbusters.
Yep, uh-huh.
Yeah, I really, really... A lot of people say that it's boring and, you know, slow-paced and whatever. And look, It is slower paced than what you probably, uh-huh. what people may be expecting. But
it was slower paced than, say, Pacific Rim.
Yes, mm-hmm. but it's got a
my favorite film of 2014.
It's got a really good payoff, though, I feel.
Yeah, definitely.
And even though they keep cutting away from the action as it's happening, and
yep.
I don't know, I liked it a lot.
I think if I do go back and rewatch that, I will probably skim a little.
Yeah. But I think having, going into it not knowing what to expect, I think the slow burn works.
Yep.
But if you go back to it, you're not going to sit through that again, yeah. are you, to get to that.
And there's some excellent daytime action.
Yes.
Which I've not seen before.
Yes.
A lot of people die, as yes. we mentioned.
There's that bit where they trick him to eating all that fish in New York, and then they capture him in the bridge.
I remember that, yeah. And he's like, oh, I'm in the bridge. Yeah. And Matthew Broderick gives him a little pat on the nose.
Yeah. That's it. That's and it was good how they used him not as a villain. They just portrayed him as he's just this force of nature.
Yep.
He just balances things out.
Right.
When something gets out of hand, he comes up. He's like, let me take care of this. And then he disappears after flattening a city.
Yeah. Several cities.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, yes.
It's okay.
I enjoyed it. I
liked
it.
Yeah.
You were disappointed after First Class.
Yes.
Okay.
Not disappointed. I apparently, like 90% of Matthew Bourne's script made it into this movie. The only major thing he said they changed was the Quicksilver was Juggernaut. Everything else was him.
Made that super speed scene kind of odd.
Yes. But the super that bit is the best scene, I feel.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's as good as people think it is.
I think it's great. I think in, you know what?
It's good.
Now that you've seen it, you're right. I think had there been some sort of featurette on the internet prior to the movie being released, and they're like, here's a little preview from Days of Future Past, and they showed that scene.
Yeah.
I reckon I would have thought the movie was quite bad.
Okay.
Because that is, best scene in the movie.
Mm.
If you show it to me beforehand, you've ruined the film for me.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, there is a lot of other good stuff in it. The bit where the Sentinels show up at the start and they kill everybody.
Yep.
And then I think they show up at the end and kill everybody again.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it's not as Wolverine-focused as a lot of these have been.
And Wolverine didn't save the day.
Yeah, Wolverine,
like he does
exactly.
every other time, yeah.
And they still Professor X to Professor X.
Absolutely.
But it felt like for a good reason, sort of, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad. Uh-huh. I'm just saying I don't think it's that good a film.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think The one of the flaws for me, I think, was that Professor X was walking again.
Okay.
And I know the idea was that Beast created a serum to give him the use of his legs back, and in exchange he lost his telepathic powers. And the idea was, will he sacrifice his legs again to get them back and save the day, blah, blah, blah. But I feel that First Class was definitely leading up to the next film where he is in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And I think they were like, you know what, for convenience sake, we need him to be walking.
Yeah.
Because he has to get into a lot of places where he can't use a wheelchair.
Exactly.
So we're going to have to contrive some sort of scenario where he can walk again.
Yes.
Which I sort of think sort of betrays the finale of First Class a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly, Mason.
Yeah, exactly.
That being said, I'm looking forward to where this universe goes. I'm glad this X-Men universe exists.
Same universe every time.
Because I don't know. I'm looking forward to X-Men Apocalypse, even though we know that everybody lives.
Because it's set in the 80s
or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Channing Tatum will maybe show up as Gambit and whatever. And they'll have a younger Jean Grey and Cyclops.
Not maybe. You guarantee.
I can't guarantee that.
Oh, sorry.
But yes,
okay.
I do guarantee it. But yeah, it's good. And, you know, if I collected Blu-rays, I'd get it, but I don't. So,
okay, right.
Yeah. I just collect books, Mason. Yep. I only read. I only read and paint. Those are my two hobbies.
Oh, yeah, read and paint.
Yeah.
Listen to Vivaldi.
That's right. Mm. Did you say how to Train Your Dragon too?
No.
Me neither.
Didn't see one either.
Apparently it's very good.
Oh, yes.
One's good.
Okay.
Next.
I heard two was not so good, but whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Who told you that?
The internet. Yeah.
Which part of it?
All the good parts.
Okay, good. The Fault in Our Stars.
Nope.
Me neither.
What was that one about? Cancer?
Cancer.
Great.
She had carried around. There's a scene in it which I saw. Actually, apparently there's a scene in it where they go to Europe.
Oh, yes.
And they go to Anne.
I'm listening.
And they go to Anne Frank's house.
Oh, sure.
In Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
What's Anne Frank up to?
Not a lot. I don't know if they ever found her.
Was she on holiday or something? Or?
No, she
just wasn't there.
She is, yeah, she died. But they go in there and I haven't seen this,
okay.
But apparently this is a scene in there, and then they have like a moment And then they start making out in Anne Frank's house.
Hmm.
And a slow clap starts. Not appropriate.
Wait, in Anne Frank's house, the rest of the
yeah,
people.
For those people who don't know, Anne Frank was a person who, in World War II, she had a very famous diary where basically she hid from the Nazis in Amsterdam and in this hidden room of a house. And then eventually she was captured and killed. But her diary remains, and it's this basically this tale of how she survived World War II. But now the house is basically, it's like a shrine to her and a museum. And you can go through it and visit, and you're writing a little visitor's book. I went there and I was outside. I'm like, you know what? I feel weird about this. So I didn't go in.
Right.
That's just me personally. Whatever.
Oh, sure.
But.
Also, you were baked.
I wasn't baked.
In Amsterdam.
I wasn't baked. But.
420, bro. It's always 420 somewhere, bro. That's not true.
Don't you think that's a little.
Yeah, fair enough.
Is that off? Yeah. Is that just
so
me?
So what you're saying is that in this film.
Yeah. And it's in the book as well, I think.
They make out. And the other people who are in Anne Frank's house give them a slow clap.
Yes.
Not the audience members of the film.
No.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And again, I'm not saying don't visit Anne Frank's house, of course, whatever, but I'm saying I think that's a little...
I think you're saying don't visit Anne Frank's
house. No, that's just...
Because she's a coward, is what you were saying. Didn't fight the Nazis, hid from them.
Hid from them, yeah. But anyway, maybe that's just me. Uh-huh. Anyway. Edge of Tomorrow.
Yep, hang on. Did I have thoughts about Anne Frank's house? Probably not.
Yeah.
Edge of Our Stars. Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Fault in Our Stars.
Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah.
Edge of Tomorrow. Enjoyed it a lot.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah. Again, a little overlong, probably.
Yeah, and it kind of wraps up a little too neatly.
Uh-huh.
But it's fun. It didn't make a lot of money.
Do you feel, now that I think about it, that... Because now films tend to be quite long. Like, we're getting a lot of 2.5, 3-hour films at this point.
Yes.
Do you think that's hurting their DVD sales? I don't know. I don't have any facts or figures.
So you're saying people are like, oh, I don't want to revisit this.
Yeah, I find that. Like, I enjoyed this one.
Yeah.
It was very good. I thought the performances were great. The effects were great.
Yeah.
Premise works.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't ultimately make that much sense, but it's consistent.
Yep.
Which is my rule for it.
Yep.
But yeah, it was quite long, and I don't really want to go through it again.
Yeah, fair enough.
And that's the case with quite a few of these.
Okay. So if I lent you my Blu-ray copy... Not interested?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Snap it in half. Throw it back in your face.
It's harsh. Yeah. But yeah, no, I liked it. We did an episode on it.
Yeah.
It didn't make that much money and whatever. But I think it's one of those ones which people will appreciate over time. And,
I mean, it. Given that it did quite well, I guess, given that it's...
Well, it is based on a comic.
Yeah, and it's not a... But it's not a sequel and it's not...
Yeah.
I guess it's got star power.
Yeah. But even then, I think people are a bit kind of over Tom Cruise at this point.
True, yeah.
So, yeah. No,
and you're saying it wasn't as good as Oblivion, which was his previous
I don't think
one?
It was.
Okay.
And that's just me.
Right.
But Oblivion's also about putting a mind in a computer.
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
Okay,
it's
great.
Got the elements of it to it. But yeah, no, I like it. Do you see Maleficent?
No.
It's all right. Next.
Okay, great.
22 Jump Street. Did you see that?
Didn't see it. No, should see it.
Pretty
you,
good.
You told me
yeah,
it's
pretty good.
Really good. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's,
okay.
It's funny.
Okay.
We got a lot, so I'm just birding.
Yeah, just burn through them. It's fine.
Jersey Boys.
If anybody has any thoughts... Email us in.
No.
Okay, don't. You know what? We're quite busy this time of year. Don't email.
Yeah. That's fine. If you want to, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, if there's something like that wasn't a big blockbuster that we don't mention, email in. And
yes.
I would like to hear about it. Maybe
it's
good.
Yeah. Jersey Boys. I talked up at the start of the year how I really wanted to see Jersey Boys.
Oh, yes?
Didn't see it.
Great. Did you see the live version?
I've seen the live version. It's really good.
Well, that's as good as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently it's not very good.
Okay, great. Never mind.
There you go.
Move on.
Dot Potter.
Oh, yes, we saw that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I missed one, but anyway, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
It's pretty good, isn't
it? Dawn
of
the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, made my top five also.
Oh, there you go.
It's, it's good fun. No, it's not fun.
It's not fun at all.
But
it's harrowing.
Yeah. It's better than Rise of the Planet of the Apes, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I think so.
Is it better than the original Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
Is it better than Return to the Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
Conquest of the Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
Planet of the Apes, a TV series?
Yes.
Yep, you're right.
Great. It's better than
Tim
all those
Burton's
things.
Planet of the Apes.
Definitely better than that.
Okay, good.
I don't hate that film. I know everybody else does. I don't hate it. I don't like it, but I just don't hate it.
You just know it exists.
Yeah, I just know it exists. Thank you. I'm neutral. I'm Tim Burton, Planet of the Apes neutral. It's like being carbon neutral, but for a film that nobody likes.
Yes. So even though you know where it's going to go, you know it's going to turn south. It's still nice seeing the relationships between the apes and the humans.
And when you say the relationships between the apes and the humans, you mean apes riding horses. It's nice to see apes riding horses.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Right. The CGI is just...
It's flawless.
God damn it. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, And maybe in 5 years we'll look back and go, eh.
Right.
But at this point in time, you cannot.
Well, yeah, because you can't see the seams. You can't see the, you know, whatever. I think also, full credit to Andy Serkis, doing great. Also the guy that played...
Koba,
yeah.
Toby Kebbell.
There we go.
Mm. I think we're getting a Fantastic Four movie next year. Because he's in that. He's Doctor Doom.
Oh, yeah. And he's an angry hacker or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Listener tweeted in and said that they met Julian McMahon.
Oh, right. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
who was Doctor Doom in the original Fantastic Four movies.
I have no problem with that at all.
No, nice
the casting. Yeah. I mean, I think those movies are not good, but he's...
He's good in it, yeah.
He's good, yeah.
Yeah, if only they'd give him proper Doctor Doom stuff to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not just a weird plastic mask.
He's a Prime Minister's son or something?
Yeah, he is. His father was... Oh, I can't remember. But no,
Prime Minister McMahon, probably.
But no, his father was a Prime Minister, yeah. And so he's Australian, by the way, Julian McMahon. He was in Neighbours. Not Bad Neighbours.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, he's probably in bad episodes of Neighbours.
No doubt. You mean every episode of Neighbours.
That's what I mean, yes.
Yeah. Doppo is great. Go and see it. Looking forward to the sequel. Maybe they said Cobra might come back, even though we saw him spin into that black tunnel.
Yeah, but he's got monkey strength.
Oh, yeah.
He'd probably catch a thing.
Yeah.
Swing around on a
like
pipe.
Like a banana for strength.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then eat it and then fly out of there like a monkey.
Yeah, absolutely.
I skipped over Transformers.
Like he survived a lot of beatings.
He
that,
did, didn't
so
he? Yeah, you're right.
Probably be back.
There was a lot of ape beatings in that, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Remember that bit where he picked up that guy, the ape, and threw him off the balcony?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Transformers Age of Extinction.
Good movie.
No.
No, not good. No, certainly.
Terrible?
Look, I haven't gone back and watched it.
No, why would you?
Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
That bit where Optimus Prime is the truck version from the cartoons.
Okay. What about the bit where Optimus Prime says, "I'll kill you, I'll kill all of you"?
Oh, he does. He briefly goes mad. I remember that, yeah. Yeah, okay. It's pretty good. How about when they build the new version of the Transformers and their transforming like effect is really bad?
Yep.
How about that?
They're
go back
cubes.
To that, right?
Yep. Yeah. What about the bit where every Transformer acts like a child?
Yep, that's pretty good. Remember that bit where Stanley Tucci's on a roof and he drinks a whole bunch of milk or whatever it is? Pretty good.
Remember the bit where they let the dinosaurs just run off into the forest at the end?
And we never see him again?
Yeah.
And we'll literally never see him on film again?
Yep.
Yeah, great. Remember the bit where Mark Wahlberg is upset that Irish dude is sleeping with his teenage daughter, his underage teenage daughter, but then he produces the card which says he can?
Yep.
And he's fine with it?
And he's fine with it, yep. He's got that legal loophole. Remember that bit where Optimus Prime goes, "I'm going to fly into space" at the end, and then he flies into space?
So he's got the capacity to fly into space?
Yes.
Like, release from the bounds of Earth's orbit, even though that probably would have come in handy at some other points during the film.
Because in other movies, he's had to have, like, wings on his back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
God damn it, man.
Yeah. Would have come in handy. It's all I'm saying.
Remember
that, just do it.
That bit where Mark Wahlberg got angry in the street, so he cracked that Bud Light and necked it?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, drink in the streets, mate. Good stuff.
I think somebody crashed through a Victoria's Secret bus.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, because product placement.
Yeah.
Remember
that bit where the bad transforming effect was used to show all the different product placement? Like it was turning into different
products. Oh, yeah, turning into Beats headphones and stuff. Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that bit where they were wondering why, when they downloaded Megatron's brain, and then they kept
putting it into a Transformer body, that it kept turning into Megatron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that bit?
Yeah, better keep building it, even though it keeps turning into Megatron.
Remember that bit where they said...
It keeps trying to destroy Earth.
Remember that bit where they said Transformers have the soul, but they took out Megatron's soul and he was Galvatron?
But he was still fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember some heaps of bits in it.
Yeah. Remember that bit where the race car driver turns up and then he uses his car to punch that dude in the face as he jumps?
Oh, yeah, that government agent. Remember when he didn't know what the affiliation of that government agent was?
Yes. Or what Mark Wahlberg had done.
Like, remember that bit where he didn't even think, well, maybe Mark Wahlberg... makes meth in his
barn. Or built a bomb.
Because
he's clearly a weird lunatic.
Mad scientist, exactly, yeah. But he just killed that government agent by just crushing his neck with a car. Yeah, I remember that bit. So now he's a murderer, technically. Remember that bit where the guy who owns the theater at the start is quite camp?
Yes.
And Mark Wahlberg was like, "Get out of my way, sissy," kind of thing. Like... "Your old man's the best and you're a pansy," kind of thing.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Remember that bit where he's talking to the theater owner, and the theater owner's like, "Everything's 3D, this and sequel that." And as if that's a justification, because you've acknowledged what you're making, that makes this movie
hanging
okay.
Hanging a lantern on it.
It doesn't make it okay.
Doesn't, exactly.
Just because you acknowledge it doesn't make it okay.
Mm.
What a shit film.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're going to be treated to at least two more.
Yeah, great.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
I enjoyed that one. It's one of my faves.
Yeah. Was it your favorite?
A lot of I've since spoken to a good number of people who didn't enjoy that film.
Really?
And that's fair. That's fine.
Okay.
But again, I did say when we reviewed it, I defy people not to like it.
You did say
and
that.
People did defy me in many ways.
I was listening to a Crack podcast recently, and people on it, but David Wong specifically was talking about
how... steal some of their ideas.
Definitely. That podcast probably does well.
Yeah.
So, he was saying that he didn't enjoy it that much because he basically saw the way that it was a mishmash of other, like, your Han Solo characters and Indiana Jones and your whatever, and it's all meshed into this one movie. But, I don't know, I think a lot of movies try to do that, not successfully, but this is an example of somebody doing that well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Remember that bit where you ran over that guy's face? I don't know.
It's pretty good, yeah.
It's was it your favorite Marvel movie of the year?
Of the year?
Well, there's only two.
There's really only two. Mm.
Well, of the MCU. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like as well, it's a movie where you can show people who don't know anything about comic book movies.
Yes.
As almost maybe not a jumping off point. Because it's not really connected to anything else. Uh-huh. I mean, it's loosely.
Yep.
But I think the reason it did so well is because it's not connected to anything else. And anybody can just go in and see that.
You don't have to know who S.H.I.E.L.D. are. You don't have to know who Batroc the Leaper is.
But it helps.
Yeah. You don't have to know who Mr. Computer Man is.
No.
The computer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. No, I mean, we did a whole episode on it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I have watched that twice.
Mm.
So, actually at the cinema, which I rarely do. So... that's pretty good.
Yeah, nice.
Here's one.
Oh, yes.
Hercules. The Rock one.
Oh, yes.
I like that movie.
Yeah, me too. Weird, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel bad about it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, me too. What's going on there?
Is it The Rock that makes it good? Is it the CGI dogs?
Well, name somebody else in that film.
William Hurt. John Hurt. One of the Hurt.
One of the Hurts. Yeah. Sure, one of the Hurt brothers.
Yeah. What's his name? The dude who was in bloody cowboy TV show.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood. No, he's in bloody Deadwood. It's a good film.
It is a good film.
It's weird because there's a Brett Ratner film, man, but it's just good fun.
You know, it was fun. It was fast-paced.
Yep. A little bit of a twist, whatever.
Yeah. A little twisty.
Yeah.
Good. The Rock's great and everything.
Yep. The comic is actually... it's actually based on a comic.
Uh-huh.
Which, they stole that? Didn't they steal it?
Oh, they did too, yeah. Yeah, well, they said... The guy who wrote it is like, I don't want to make this into a film. And then he died.
So they did.
Yeah. Steve Moore was his name.
Steve Moore, yeah. And he was good. Was he Alan Moore's mentor? Was that right? Or good friend, at least.
They're friends, yeah.
Yeah, well, no relation, but no. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. You love this one. Lucy.
I didn't love it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Look... ideas-wise, it was good.
You just crossed your arms. It's like you got to give someone a stern talking to.
Yeah. Ideas-wise, it was good, I think. But it didn't really go anywhere.
No. I'd imagine if you activated all of your brain at once, I think I've said this before, you would just shit yourself and you'd die.
Right. Okay.
I think that's how it would happen.
Oh, that's right. And it's based on the incorrect premise that we only use 10% of our brains.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that, you know, there's a lecturer... giving that as a, you know, as a lecture in a university hall.
Yeah.
Not, and people aren't like, no, you're a crackpot. Yeah. So, look, I saw it at a drive-in.
Yeah.
So I probably also didn't get the full...
experience.
Yeah, the full experience. But there wasn't... there's not a huge amount of crazy visual effects or anything like that.
Yeah. Some good kung fu?
I wish it were better. No, really.
Is it a bit light, did you say? The kung fu's a bit light and floaty, did you say that?
Yeah,
or no, like no,
there's no impact really. Yeah,
can she like levitate stuff by the end and like break apart a gun with her mind and stuff?
So, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I'll check that out. Yeah. I won't. Teenage Mutant.
I might go back to it. I'll go back to it and see if it's any good. Yeah.
You're gonna regret that.
I know. I think I'm gonna skim.
You hated
I'm gonna skim
that.
To the, I'm gonna skim to the, like the like the telekinetic effects.
I think you
whatever.
Should just skim just to the bits where Morgan Freeman's explaining how the brain works.
Yeah, definitely.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Didn't see it.
Everybody hates it.
You thought it was okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's any worse than a lot of the other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies.
Right.
I'm not saying it's better than the original. I can't compare it because that came out for me when I was all over that shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I think it's not that bad. And I don't know...
it's people who are like, they ruined my childhood.
No.
They ruined my childhood of purchasing products. Remember when all the advertisements said buy Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys and I did and then I... played with them all and they said get all the other accessories and the turtle boot, but I did, and then I watched a cartoon that wasn't very good, and then a movie which was kind of okay, and then they dropped off in quality quite rapidly, and then I bought more toys, and then I outgrew it, and I didn't think about it for a long time, and then they produced a new version, and I hate it. They ruined my childhood. Shut up. Shut up.
It's fine. And yeah, you know what? The other thing is, well, I don't have it. Can't speak for every kid, but my brother's kids saw it, and they loved it.
You know
it.
What? Have some memories of whittling in a forest. Yeah. Whittling a boat.
Yes.
Or catching frogs down by the fishing hole.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I don't love the design.
Uh-huh.
I don't love the movie.
Right.
But it's not that bad.
Is it? Are the turtles all CGI all the time?
Yep.
There's no...
No.
Okay.
Right. And, you know, Splinter learns his martial arts from a book or whatever.
Uh-huh.
People are angry about that. And
right.
The whole thing's stupid. Like, the
he should have learned it from MMA videos on YouTube.
Yeah. Like, the whole thing is stupid. Let's right. let's not kid ourselves. But uh-huh. And it's got magic blood in it as well.
Oh, great.
Whatever.
Roberto Orci.
Yeah. Expendables 3. Crap. Yeah,
totally. Remember that time? There wasn't even anything memorable happening in it.
Callum Lutz does the jump to the building.
Remember that time that Sylvester Stallone and Mel Gibson hated each other and they wanted to kill each other, but then for some reason they just dropped their guns at the end and had like a knife fight or a fist fight or whatever that was?
I remember that.
Yeah.
It was completely bloodless. I remember that.
You remember the time when one of them was a BMX guy and he BMX'd off a building or whatever? Yes.
Do you remember the time when they had that montage of different clothes?
Oh, I do remember that. That weird Aztec fashion parade or whatever it was. Yeah, I remember that. When Kelsey Grammer and Sylvester Stallone went all over the world and wore different Huayabera shirts.
That was the best part of that movie.
That was definitely like a big brown leather coat he might wear. Oh, so good. So rugged. Oh, it's like they went to like... I don't even know. Like they went to a...
I'm trying to think. It's like a cool store that your dad thinks is a cool store, maybe.
Yeah, like not even an Ed Hardy, but they went to like a below Ed Hardy, like a non-branded Ed Hardy, and were like, I need cool dad clothes.
Yeah.
We need rugged clothes. And the person behind the counter went, rugged? Okay. You know. They're
how
like
do you feel about Aztec sweaters?
Yeah, they're like parodies of rugged man clothes. It was great. That was I do remember that part. Remember that part where... Can't even think of any. I wish we could do this for all of these, but I can't. There wasn't even any memorable parts in it.
No.
Remember that time when Terry Crews has like that weird CGI minigun?
Oh, yeah.
And it's no good.
Remember that time when nobody dies in that movie?
Yeah, remember that time where everybody just runs and shoots and all the bad guys, like all the generic bad guys just die under waves of bullets and they can never hit anyone? You remember that part?
Remember that time when at the end it's implied that Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jet Li are gay?
I did. Everybody laugh. Everybody laugh. Yep, I remember that. Remember the part where Sylvester Stallone is like, I love my crew so much. I love the Expendables so much, but I can't risk their lives. So I'm going to get a crew that I don't care about. And then he immediately starts to care too much about his new crew.
And then they all get captured.
Then he has to rescue them.
Then he has to get his old crew to rescue the new crew.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Remember when Jason Statham says, I now pronounce you man and knife?
Knife, yep, I remember that. Pretty great. Yep.
Yeah, because there's that bit where he throws the knife and the guy just moves out of the way.
Yeah.
And it's like, you could have killed that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and it wasn't, like, because they were on the same team because it was the new Expendables facing off with the old Expendables giving each other the eyes, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he throws that knife and he just misses him. Yeah. Like, he would have killed that guy.
He could have accidentally murdered a guy who'd done nothing to him ever. Remember that time when Wesley Snipes was crazy and he was in prison? He had a big afro.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they acknowledge his tax fraud in it, I guess.
Yeah, but he actually did commit tax fraud.
He did, didn't he? Didn't he? Yeah.
I remember that in real life.
Yeah.
This universe.
What a shit film.
Yeah. Except for the montage. Except for the clothes montage. Pretty, that was my favourite.
The Maze Runner. You haven't seen it?
No.
I'd say if it's on, see it. If not, whatever.
Okay.
Gone Girl. Not a blockbuster, no.
Uh-huh.
Great movie.
Didn't see it. People, look, I was recommended by literally everybody.
Yep.
And then a couple of people were like, maybe, I don't recommend it for various reasons. And
okay,
I'm like,
sure.
Okay, now. And then I got caught in a web of indecision.
Yes.
And then you probably made me see The Expendables or whatever. And then I didn't see it. So I'll get to it. It's on my list.
Yeah, it's good. That's good. It's pretty messed up, but okay. It's good. Dracula Untold. I nearly said Dracula Girl. Would you see a movie called Dracula Girl?
Yeah, I would, absolutely. And it's like Clueless, but they're vampires. I would say that.
I think there's a movie about where it's like they're Draculas at college. It's called Vampire Academy. I know they're not called Draculas. It's a thing that we say. But yeah, it's Vampire
That's
Academy.
That's a TV series, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a movie
right,
or
whatever.
A book. It doesn't matter. Dracula Untold was...
Not good. It wasn't good.
There was some okay bits.
Yeah. Have we mentioned?
Should we talk about this?
So we got, like, prior to it coming, like, it wasn't coming out for a couple of months, and we got an email from some promo company.
Might have been Legendary Pictures.
It was a company representing Legendary Pictures, like their PR company for Australia, and they said, "Hey, you guys do interviews. Do you guys want to interview some of the stars,
like Luke Evans and
They said, do you want to interview Luke Evans and the main female star and the guy from Game of Thrones and the director?" Yeah. And we're like,
we don't do interviews.
We're kind of busy. Like, and they kept sort of emailing.
Yeah.
And we're like, why are they emailing us about this? Like, why are they emailing podcasts about a Legendary Pictures production? Like, which presumably would have a lot of marketing push or whatever. And we're like, okay, whatever, keep it going. And you were kind of busy, so I was emailing back or whatever. And I'm like, okay, look, ideally, like, I don't really know the Game of Thrones guy, so I don't really...
Don't want to talk to that bugger,
but I'll talk to the other guys, and I'm like, racking my brain trying to think of questions.
Because you would have had to do it over Skype as well.
And I'm like, are they going to be in town? Because I would rather interview them live. Yeah. I don't really like talking back to people over Skype because it doesn't work.
Even
for
though
me.
We do this over Skype.
Yeah, except we're Skyping right now.
In the same room.
Yeah, I mean, and it kind of ruins the timing, so you can't, you know, I don't want to do a dry interview because I'm sure they're sick of that.
Oh, they're doing like 100 a day.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I don't want to do that, but I also, like, I would like to do something kind of fun and funny, but you can't do that over Skype kind of thing. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Look, I'll do that. I'll talk to these guys or whatever. And he's like, no, it's going to be via Skype. I'm like, fine. And I'm like, you know, talking to some of my friends, like, I have to be like, okay, there's this film called Dracula Untold coming out. And they're like, what? And I'm like, okay, there's a new Dracula film. What are some questions I can ask people who are in a Dracula film they haven't heard a billion times? And I'm like getting, you know, writing some stuff down or whatever. And I'm like, this still isn't going to be any good or whatever.
Mm.
And then I email the guy. And I'm like, fine, you know, we'll talk to this guy, whatever. And he's like, how fast can you turn this around? And I'm like, well, we do a podcast and it's kind of out the next day or whatever.
Yeah.
We can do it within it. And he's like, great. And he's like, okay, fine. Now, just so we can put you at the top of the queue, just send us some examples of some interviews you've done. And I just left it. I'm like, we haven't done any interviews. Like, we can't. Surely you contacted us.
Exactly, yeah.
What do you want from us?
We don't care whether we talk to the guys from Dracula Untold
or not, exactly. And so, yeah, and then we didn't get anything back. I'm just like, look, we just sort of pal around. And
yeah, and that's it. Yeah.
So, and yeah, we never got anything back, and they never set a date, so.
Hence, we will never do an interview.
Yeah.
Because if it's like that every time, not worth it.
Not worth it, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. I'll do one live.
Okay, sure.
Look, here's the idea. If they were going to do it live, what they were going to do is they were going to come. You know, because they like to do the press junkets.
Yeah.
So they're in the room. They just sit in chairs, and then like journalists come in and out. Everybody has 5 minutes, and then you get the tape or whatever. You get the video.
Yeah.
I was going to show up in like Leslie Nielsen, Dead and Loving It, Dracula. You know, like with the white tie and tails, and like there's a red sash. And like the fangs and the slick back hair. Like I don't, like the premise would be that I don't know what kind of Dracula film this is. Like I haven't seen a Dracula movie in 20 years, so I don't know. But alas, you can't do that over Skype. I guess you can do it over Skype.
No, because it would have been a phone Skype. You would have had to explain what you were wearing.
Yeah, true. Anyway, that's why we'll never do any interviews, because
We don't care,
and we don't have a track record of doing interviews, so we can't show anyone any interviews, so they won't let us do any interviews.
And it seems like a lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
Anyway, now I understand why they wanted to do so many interviews with so many outlets and like podcasts and
so many relevant podcasts,
because it wasn't very good.
Fair.
Look, there was interesting elements.
There was that bit where the game begun.
Oh yeah,
if you recall correctly.
At the end, it cuts to modern day.
Yeah.
Like do we think Dracula's died?
Or he's back.
Right. He's back. And then we cut to hundreds of years in the future, the modern day.
Yeah.
And Dracula is in the daylight, and he's just palling around at a cafe, and he sees a girl who looks like his lost love, and he's like, "Hello, let's go on a date or whatever." And then they walk away, and then we see Game of Thrones guy who is the villainous mentor,
Charles Dance,
yeah. And he's like, and he's in a suit, and he's not Nosferatu vampire anymore, just a regular guy, and he's like, "The game begins." So, what were they doing for 500 years? What happened that interim?
Yeah,
why is he? Look, clearly the idea was they're trying to build an Avengers, but it's the famous monsters.
Yeah.
It's Dracula and Frankenstein and the Mummy and I guess... The
Frankenstein's monster, Mason. Whatever. We'll get emails.
It's an assortment of Draculas and a Frankenstein.
Some Frankensteins.
And a Mummy.
And a Mummy.
And
a Wolf Boy.
Yeah, Wolfman, and I guess the creature from the Black Lagoon. Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, he'd
like
be a
sea monster.
He'd be a real charismatic
dude. Aquaman of this series. Anyway, that's not going to happen now at this point. Some of it was okay.
Yeah.
I thought some of it was kind
visually,
of
visually, it was a lot of it was quite... The fighting, not as much. They tried to do some stuff. There's that bit with the reflection in the sword.
Didn't work at all.
The bat punch was quite good.
Yep, but that was overused, I think. There's a lot of bat punching.
The bit where he climbs the mountain and you see the cape flowing. It's very kind of Castlevania. Yeah, that's pretty good. And also, why does he go into that cave and there's all the bones there and stuff? We talked about this when the Dracula in that cave could have just given the powers to anybody.
Yeah, he's been waiting for somebody... to do what Dracula did, like get the Dracula powers and then drink some innocent human's blood, and then Charles Dance is released from his prison.
Yeah.
So he can wreak vengeance on his enemies from the past
or sit in a cafe.
Or sit in a cafe, presumably.
Whichever he wants to do.
But he could, like, there's so many bones. Like, there was clearly hundreds of adventurers and whatever have shown up to explore this cave. He could have just given the powers to anybody, someone with really low moral fiber, who would immediately go out and drink human blood, because that's what you want to do, and then he'd be released.
And maybe
he'd have 500 years extra time.
And maybe they were waiting for a specific person, and he does kind of say that, but why did he try and kill him immediately when he first came
in? That's a good point, isn't it?
And maybe you have to wait for them to come back on their own free will.
Prophecy. I don't like it. I don't like any of that.
Anyway, it's crap, isn't it?
Yeah, anyway, everybody in it's fine.
Yeah, Luke Evans is good. And you know what? They do some interesting stuff with the silver.
I thought that fight was good at the end.
That was quite good.
That was good. Yeah.
It's pretty boring.
Yeah, so it doesn't become like... Because otherwise it would have been a completely one-sided fight. Yeah. Like, it would have been one punch.
Yeah. Mm. One bat punch.
One bat punch.
Yeah. Like I said, it's pretty balls.
Yeah, it's balls.
Fury. Seen it?
No.
Mineta. Supposed to be good. John Wick.
It's been released for free on the internet, though.
Fury, has it? Oh, yeah. They leaked it. Of course, yeah. John Wick.
We wouldn't know anything about that, though.
We don't even have the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
In Australia. John Wick. Apparently amazing.
Okay, so, yeah, look. It was okay.
Okay.
I think maybe because it was first-time director.
Yeah.
And this has been a year of, like, first-time directors doing good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think they wanted to lump this in. And it was okay. Action was pretty good.
Yep.
You know, you get the sense that Keanu Reeves has retained his... movie Kung Fu from The Matrix. He's good.
Yep.
He's good at doing action. It's like
50, that dude, I think. It's 50.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yep.
Probably won't go back.
Will I see it?
Yeah, you'll see it.
Okay. Interstellar.
Yeah. Everybody loves it. I thought it was okay.
I don't think everybody loves it at all.
Good, okay. I read an article today which is like, this is so incredible, and then all the haters came out and they hate it because just what you do is you hate a thing that's amazing. I thought it was fine.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, okay.
On the plus side.
All right.
Because you're a bloody hater, mate.
I know, I'm a
hater.
But
at the same time, I can understand why somebody would not be that into it.
Yeah.
It's just got all the elements for me that I enjoy.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I like it.
Uh-huh.
And...
Look, I think he just over... I thought he did the human drama as well... Nolan did the human drama as well as he could.
Yep, because he's a robot.
Because he's a robot. A British robot. Which is the worst kind of robot. But I think he overreached in the third act.
Yep.
And I think a lot of it is very... I think the third act is very contrived. And it doesn't make a lot of sense. And as we mentioned before, it doesn't work.
Okay.
Like, if you apply any kind of logic to that last act, it doesn't make any sense.
I would argue that it does work.
All right, here we go. You ready?
No, I don't want to do
fine.
This.
We'll talk about it another time. All right. There's two scenarios in which it works. One is the people from the future. It's actually a parallel universe.
Yep.
Because otherwise... If humanity died in the past,
how can they go back in
time? Or option two is humanity survives on its own.
Yep,
and in a different way.
And then they do it.
And then somebody in the future decides they're going to tinker with the past because they just didn't like it.
Give them a leg up.
Give them a leg up for no reason. So they're like, humanity survives anyway.
The other option is, which people don't like, which I think was actually what they were going for, that time doesn't exist on a linear plane. Ugh. I know we've talked about this. And that everything, it's only exists because we observe it to be existing.
Uh-huh.
And everything is actually happening at the same time. So there's no past and present.
Yeah.
Everything is occurring at the same time. Which is why in that pocket bookshelf dimension,
everything
was occurring at the same time.
Right.
So there's no nobody coming back
yes.
in the future because everything is happening concurrently.
I don't like it. Oh, I've got like 20 minutes. So
shit.
Let's
all
wrap
right.
this up real quick.
Okay.
Some letters.
Big Hero 6, it's fine. Haven't seen it. Hunger Games was fine.
Well, yep.
Exodus, haven't seen it. Hobbit, haven't seen it. We might do a small episode next week on The Hobbit.
Hobbit, maybe. Okay.
We'll either skip next week entirely or we'll do The Hobbit.
Okay, right.
Just The Hobbit. That's
don't
it.
Leave people that option.
Yeah, okay.
No,
we'll skip it. Some movies I want to see. Grand Budapest Hotel. I'm like halfway through. I want to finish it. Yep. Chef. Chef is great.
I've heard. Yeah. Copy that.
Birdman
right
I want to see. And Nightcrawler I want to see.
Nightcrawler's great. Yeah. Whiplash is also great.
All right. What we're reading, what we're going to read. I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? What you reading?
What I gonna read, because I didn't... This has been out for a couple of weeks, but I didn't know. Black Mirror White Christmas is out.
What?
Yeah, it's been out since the 16th.
Shit, a brick, Mason.
I know, right?
I didn't know that. That was...
Yeah. Well, apparently, that's what the bloody Wikipedia...
I've got so much work to do. I can't watch that today.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, great. I'm reading Injustice. I'll talk about it another week.
Apparently, it's very good.
It's very good.
Somebody non-nerdy comic bookie said, hey, I'm reading Injustice and it's really good. So
who?
There you go.
Who?
Ronnie Chang, comedian Ronnie Chang.
He's great, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a funny, funny dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is from James. Can I be the official James of the podcast? Yes. He's from New Zealand. He wanted to suggest a comic series, Madman, for what we read and what we're going to read.
Uh-huh.
It's an Image comic series that's...
Is it a spin-off of Mad Men, but it's just one of them?
Well, it does have awesome 60s style.
Oh, yes.
Colourful as fuck artwork, random storylines, and it's pretty funny. That's from James. Sorry for skimming over your email, James.
That's
but
right.
Mad Men.
We don't have a lot of time for various
we
reasons.
Don't.
Yeah. There was a comic book in the 90s called Crazy Man.
Oh, we're talking about...
Did
he
we,
he's
just
a
guy
crazy
who's crazy.
Man.
He's just crazy. He doesn't really have any superhuman powers.
Yeah.
They just drop him into, like... the hot zones and he kills people because he's crazy.
Do we want to maybe save... It's easier to go. Maybe I'll save these letters for next week.
Nah, throw them in real quick.
All right, quick, okay. Hey guys, just wonder if you can please give a happy Christmas, New Year's shout out to my super awesome boyfriend, Paul Rolfe from the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, he's literally your biggest fan, like tall wise.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, shout out. I don't know your name or his name, but absolutely.
Amy and Paul.
Hey, Paul. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Also, Amy, thank you for adding to our list of female listeners.
Yay!
We're up to maybe three.
Here's another one.
What?
Again, sorry I'm skimming over these. Dear James and Nick, my name is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
And I thought because James got a baby named after him that Nick should get someone named after him. So may I present Meso the kitten. I'll show you the picture. It's a kitten. They've called him Meso.
That's the best. Thanks.
I know.
Thanks, guys.
By the way, can I be the official? I'd like to be the official kitten of the podcast. By the way, you're a dickhead, James.
Oh. Ha! That one's all for me. I love it.
Well, this is going to be a long one. Maybe we'll come back to this another time. But just got done listening to your Festivus episode, and I can't help wonder why you didn't mention that Ridley Scott's Blade Runner replicant scandal. Is that set at Christmas?
Maybe.
Don't remember.
Dystopian future Christmas.
Definitely. Mm. What are your thoughts on Deckard being a replicant?
Okay, now...
There's a number of theories.
There is. Harrison Ford thinks...
That he isn't.
Right.
Ridley Scott thinks that he is. And depending what cut you watch, depends on whether he is or he isn't.
Yep.
If he comes back in the new one and he's old, he could either be a replicant or not, depending if they age or not. Because that hasn't been established.
Yeah. So
we don't know.
The first one I saw was, I think, the director's cut
with
the narration taken out, and in it... he has a dream of a unicorn, and then he's given an origami piece of a unicorn.
Yeah.
So it's very highly implied that he is a replicant.
Yes, yes. And I think that's what Ridley Scott says. So I'd say probably is if you take the guy who made the movie's word for it.
Sure.
And the book, is it in the book he said that he's a replicant? I can't remember.
I can't remember. No.
Is Kurt Russell's soldier a replicant?
He's a soldier.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
He's a Kurt Russell. What more do you want? He's combined the two greatest things in the universe.
Now, we had last week you screwed me.
I bet
by saying that, can everybody email it if you're the youngest listener?
Oh, yes.
Got a lot
and
of
the oldest.
And the oldest. Didn't get any oldest. I don't think people want to admit to being the oldest.
I
people
understand.
Want to be the youngest.
Right.
A lot of people saying, I'm 13, I'm 14, or whatever, which is young.
Uh-huh.
But I've got here, hey guys, love the show. I wanted to nominate my 10-year-old son, Joshua, Josyah. How do you spell that? How do you say that?
Sorry, again?
Josyah. Joshua?
Yeah, Joshua.
Yeah.
Or Josh, yeah.
As the official youngest listener of the Weekly Planet podcast, he goes by the aliases Jojo or Pixel. That's cool. Which is a nod to his geekdom and gaming prowess. We listen weekly on our drives and never miss the show. This is his first year as a serious comic book collector, and he's already 100 plus issues deep.
Ooh.
He's reading Iron Fist, Mr. Marvel, and even the story arc in the Spider-Verse, and can't wait to see Peter or or Miles join the MCU. I've attached a couple of pictures of him. I'll show you those as well. He's got sweet costumes.
Great.
There's one where he's standing next to a Lego Superman.
Love it.
Sweet.
Love it. Ms. Marvel, good choice for kids, I think.
Yeah, I know. There's one...
Spider-Verse, maybe not so much. A lot of brutal murders in that. But whatever. There? I'm not judging.
Don't judge.
I'm not judging.
Bloody judging.
I love it. I would have read that at 9.
I sweared in this podcast. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop swearing.
Nah. Swear more.
Swear less, kids.
Ha.
There's one in the homemade Marvel costume. The kid loves to cosplay every chance he gets. Keep up the good work, fellas. You're our number one source for the latest comic book news and casting rumors. I hope not.
But thank you. We're bad at it, but yeah. You keep up the good work.
By the way...
I'm pointing at myself.
Yeah.
It's my daily affirmation.
By the way, we saw Maze Runner and the kid, Dylan O'Brien, looks like the perfect pick for Peter Parker. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
A perfect pick for Peter Parker.
Perfect, yes.
Oh,
I think
how delightful.
I think he. Do you know who he is?
No.
He's pretty. He's pretty close. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. I think he would be a good choice.
Excellent. I kind of would like, because we've mentioned this before. I would like to see. So we have said that. I've said in the past that Andrew Garfield. You know, you maybe want. Andrew Garfield, because we're familiar with the character and we're familiar with the Avengers character, so to bring them all together. But maybe if there's just a guy, like a kind of young teen guy in the film, and you see him just throughout the film for a little bit, and then the world needs to step up to save the universe or whatever, and he masks up and it's Spider-Man. I think that would be amazing. That would be quite good. All right, I've changed my mind.
Okay.
Maybe I'll change it back next week. Who knows?
Yeah. Cheers. That's an Australian thing, right? It is an Australian thing.
Yeah.
Cheersing.
Yeah.
They do it other places, I'm sure. Yeah. It's probably British. We probably
also
from
get
the
a
British.
Dog up here.
Get a dog up here.
Sometimes it's hard to tell whether an Australianism, like an Australian slang term, is a real authentic one or one that's just been made up in the last couple of years.
Like get a dog up here?
Like get a dog up here. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's been made up.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. You're probably right. Abe and Jojo from Jersey. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jojo.
You're winning the youngest listener.
Absolutely.
So well done. That's the show for this week. Now, as I said, maybe an episode next week. I'm going away for New Year's. Are you going away? What are you doing?
Working real life.
Dickhead.
I know, right?
So there might be an episode next week. Depends. And if we do, it'll be a very, very short one.
Uh-huh.
And then the week after that.
We say that every week, though.
Yeah.
3 hours long.
And a week after that, we'll do most anticipated movies of the year.
Hooray! Yeah. Give me an example of one.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, yeah.
Ant-Man.
I'm most anticipating both of those.
Fantastic Four.
Not that one, though.
Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Oh, what's that again?
Now, there's a stack, man. Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah.
Star Wars.
Ah.
We don't need to do this episode.
We've just done it. So we'll just
Let's take two weeks off.
Yeah, we'll just cut that off and then we'll take a couple of weeks off. Great.
Thanks to the Brute and the Basilisk for the themes.
Oh, absolutely. They can find... People, if you are listening and you want to find us on the internet,
yes.
We're at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Gmail and Twitter.
Yes.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies. I just want to also mention that Sean Willett's the animator guy. He's putting together something pretty special at the moment.
Oh, at Filmy Guy. You should follow him on Twitter.
At Filmy Guy on Twitter, yeah. He might tell you about it if you ask him, but we might keep it under wraps for the moment. We'll see how we go.
What else? Where else can they find us? Patreon.com.
Patreon.com.
Mr. Sunday Movies if you want to contribute, but if you don't, that's fine.
All good. Whatevs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you've listened up until this point, you've paid enough.
Yeah.
Ultimately. And if you want to, if you're bored, you want to listen to some sweet commentaries over the holiday break. Weekly Planet
Mystery Science Theater.
What is it? The Weekly Planet.bandcamp.com.
Yep.
Is that it? We got some commentaries up there. We're gonna put a new one up.
We do. We were supposed to do it last week, but we didn't.
We've decided on Watchmen regular.
Yes, not Watchmen extended.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good lord.
Yeah.
Though that would be cool.
Yeah.
But we're not that good, are we?
No, we're really not.
That's the show for this week. Everybody have a safe New Year's. Try not to fall off a roof, which often happens on New Year's.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Don't do it, though.
Don't do it.
And remember to grab that gem.
Never forget.
Grab it. Grab that gem.
Okay, guys. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.